come to order. Members, please note their presence by voting.
Good morning.
Secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows 14 members present today, Mr. President.
And Mr. President, stand, please.
Coming back to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senator Ferguson and Senator Sackett be excused on official state business or attending meetings.
Without objection, the general will so reflect. Senator Petula.
My opinion, Senator Ray should be excused on state business also.
He's arrived, hasn't he?
I tend to agree with your opinion.
Mr. President, that I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown to the President.
Mr. President? Senator Ray.
I'm a little concerned when Senator Sackett and Senator Ferguson are gone.
You should be, sir.
That's recess.
Have a caucus.
Will Senate please rise for prayer? Pastor Milton comes to resurrect the Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we give thanks for all the happenings of this past week, for the work we have accomplished, for the pride of our labor well done, for the smooth progress of legislative process, for the joy and agreement between colleagues, for the lighter moments of humor, for the deep laughter from in our hearts. For all the events and words of these several days, we give you heartfelt thanks, praise, and honor, O God. For we acknowledge that all good gifts derive from you, our Father of light and truth and love. Thanks be to you for your great generosity, especially for your greatest gift of love, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Will the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 81st legislative day.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Journal for the 81st legislative day be approved as certified.
Hearing no objection, the Journal is certified. This brings us down to the introduction of guests. Senator Holman?
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce to the body a very pretty young lady and a very handsome young man, my niece and my nephew, Kim and Scott Holman. They're, of course, sitting with their mother, Jan Holman, who was introduced earlier and is in town attending the state school board.
She's one of the advantages one has at age. She's also a pretty young one. Is there any further introductions? I'd like to take this time to welcome a constituent of mine, Melinda McKee from Soldotna, who's here with NEA Alaska Legislative Fly-In, which we'll be meeting with at 3 o'clock on Saturday in the courthouse. Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the other half.
Message of April 5. Mr. President, the House has passed the following and transmitting for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 2 with a letter of intent by the State Affairs Committee approving certain recommendations of the Salary Commission.
Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 174, amended by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, entitled An Act Relating to the Participation of Elected Officials and Former Elected Officials in the Public Employees Retirement System and Providing for an Effective Date.
Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 260, amended by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, entitled An Act Relating to the Participation of Legislators in State Retirement Systems and Providing for an Effective Date.
Finance.
That's all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Any communications?
There are no communications this morning.
Requests of standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 122 relating to the Permanent Fund, amending Appellate Rule 45, Alaska Rules of Court Procedure, and reports it back as follows. Senator Ziegler, chairman, signed, do not pass. Senator Bennett, signed, do pass. Senators Dankworth, Meeland, and Ray, signed, no recommendation. There is a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered House Bill number 45, Powers of the Alaska Legislative Council and the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, and recommends it be replaced with the State Affairs Senate Committee substitute, and reports it back as follows. Senator Ziegler, chairman, and Senators Bennett, Ray, and Meeland signed, do pass. There is no further referral on HB 45.
Rule.
Mr. President, stand to these, please. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 45 be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Chair of objections, Senator Ziegler.
I amend that motion to suspend the rules as well.
As amended. Are there any objections? Hearing none. House Bill 45 is before us as a special order of business.
House Bill number 45 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Powers of the Alaska Legislative Council and the Alaska Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 45, and that it do pass. Senator Mulcahy, chairman, and Senators Rohde, Bradley, and Ziegler signed, do pass. Senator Kelly signed, no recommendation. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the State Affairs Senate Committee substitute and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Bennett, Ray, and Meeland. I have no amendments before me for the Senate Committee substitute.
Senator
Collette. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and House Bill 45 be considered engrossed.
Don't we have to adopt budget?
We have a Senate Committee substitute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have to adopt a Senate Committee substitute.
Mr. President, I move that we adopt Senate Committee substitute. The only difference between this and the original one is that it provides for some alternates on the Legislative Budget Committee. I'd ask unanimous consent.
Unanimous consent has been asked. There's no objection. The committee substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 45 by the State Affairs Committee entitled An Act Relating to the Alaska Legislative Council and the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee and providing for an effective date.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 45 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
No objections.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 45 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to the Alaska Legislative Council and the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, and providing for an effective date.
Mr. President, this is a very important piece of legislation. I think it would benefit the Senate if we had a very brief explanation of exactly what this bill accomplishes.
Senator Holman?
Three sections of the bill, main sections. The fourth one's an effective date clause. The first section provides for two alternate members on the Budget and Audit Committee. At times during the interim, when the membership of that committee is busy, it's not easy to accomplish a quorum. This would allow for two backup members to come to establish that quorum so that the business of that committee might be carried forth. Sections 2 and 3 give to the interim committees, the council, and the Budget and Audit Committee the authority to sue in the name of the legislature if that is authorized by a majority vote of the full membership of those respective committees. Committee is spelled wrong on line 26.
Senator Rohde, do you wish to floor again?
Mr. President, just a brief comment. This is one of the most important bills that we'll be dealing with this year because it will vitally affect the relationship between the executive and the legislature. The present statute does not allow us to sue the governor. The response of the executive has been, well, a private individual would do it. But in a system of checks and balances, I think it's absolutely important that we have a legal mechanism for settling disputes between the legislature and the executive. I don't think we should require private individuals to sue on very important governmental questions. We should have this authority, and I think it's vital to our system of government.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate committee substitute for House Bill 45 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The row shows 18 yeas, 0 nays, 2 absent.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 45 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move an unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 45 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. This brings us back to reports of special committees or
standing
committee. Standing committee report.
The Labor and Management Committee considered House Bill number 177 amended relating to unemployment insurance and recommends it be replaced with Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 177 and further attaches a new fiscal note. Senator Ferguson, Chairman, signed due pass. Senators Bradley and Coletta signed no recommendation. Senators Ray and Curtula signed Bradley and Coletta signed no recommendation. Senator Curtula signed do not pass. HB 77 amended has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered the following bills and resolution and recommends they be placed on the April 6th calendar. Senate Bill number 223 relating to homestead entry. House Bill number 189 amended, elevator safety. Committee substitute for House Bill number 303, Finance, Special Appropriation for Erosion Control along the Delta River. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 15, Remote Sensing Mapping of Alaska. The reports were signed by Senator Coletta, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Holman, Sumner, and Ziegler. I have a communication from the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee from Senator Glenn Hackney, Chairman. Dear Mr. President, the Senate Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, pursuant to AS 39050802A, has considered the Governor's appointments to various boards and commissions referred to the committee and reports no violent objections to those appointments. Sincerely, Glenn Hackney, Chairman. That's all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
I think, Senator Hackney, you're saying if you want to appoint a couple of turkeys, you can't.
There are no special committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Resolution Number 7 by Senator Coletta relating to ownership of earth stations.
Resources.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 30 by Senators Rohde and Curtula commending the Legislative Assembly of the Province of British Columbia for its activities in support of a transcontinental rail connection.
Fred, can we view these for a moment? We just finished with 30 and are approaching 31. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the sponsorship of SCR 30 be shown as all members of the Senate.
Thank you, Congratulations of British Columbia delegation.
I would make amend that motion to have it SCR 30 and 31, which is to Washington and to British Columbia.
Other objections? It will be shown as all members of the Senate. Madam Secretary.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 31 by all members of the Senate, commending the Washington State Senate for its support of a rail connection between Alaska and the lower 48.
Resources.
That is all the resolutions this morning, Mr. President.
Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, I'd like to waive the resources referral.
On Senate
Resolution 7, right.
We'll send it directly to finance. That brings us to the introduction of first reading of bills.
Senate Bill Number 262 by Senator Sumner, entitled An Act Relating to the Maximum Period of Work for Certain Employees.
Resources and Labor Management.
That is all the bills this morning, Mr. President.
Senator
Coletta. Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that we recess to the call of the chair for two reasons. One, for a piece of cake and coffee in honor of Senator Curtula and Senator Ray's birthday, and then immediately following that for a Republican caucus.
We get to go to vote? That would be a lot easier for me, sir, if you did. Senate, please come back to order. We're down to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 223 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to homestead entry and providing for an effective date. I have an Amendment Number 1 by the Finance Committee. I believe that amendment's been distributed. Okay. Or would you like me to read it?
Senator Kishula?
That's the one that removes everything after the number. I'm on the wrong one.
Would you like me to read it?
Yes, if you would be so kind as to read it.
Line, page 1, line 20, delete 30 consecutive days and insert 60 consecutive days. Line 22, delete 3 weeks and insert 30 days. Line 27, delete set by the commissioner and insert of $25.
What was the committee report on that?
The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it do pass with the following amendment, which I just read. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Holman, Dankworth, and Sumner sign do pass.
Number 1 has been moved. Unanimous consent has been asked. Are there objections? Hearing none, Amendment Number 1 is adopted.
I have an Amendment Number 2 by Senator Curtula to page 2, line 5. Delete 12 months, insert 24 months.
President, I move the amendment. Mr. President, we have a student scholarship loan, for instance, a 24-month period for qualification. I think 24 months is a long enough time for these purposes to make a decision on who is qualified and who is a resident.
Amendment number two has been moved, unanimous consent has been asked. Are there objections? Hearing none, amendment number two is adopted.
I have a technical amendment number three by Senator Ziegler to page 2, line 9, between if and more, insert there is, to page 2, line 21, delete comma after estimated.
Move the adoption amendment and ask unanimous consent.
Unanimous consent has been asked. Are there objections? Hearing none, amendment number three is adopted.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. We revert to the order of introduction of guests.
Without objection, the Senate reverts to the introduction.
Looking around in the gallery, Mr. President, I see a gentleman with whom I served in the 23rd and territorial legislature, Burke Riley.
He was big juice before big juice. Continue, Madam.
There are no further amendments, Mr. President.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Bill 223 amended be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Senate Bill number 223 by the Rules Committee, amended by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to homestead entry and providing for an effective date.
Question has been called for. Request.
Mr. President, perhaps the Resources Committee Chairman could briefly explain this bill.
Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 223 is the infamous bill that has both been killed and resurrected on this floor before in referrals. This was the bill that originally went to Rules, where there was an indication that additional work would follow. And we had planned to introduce a committee substitute at that time. In the meantime, we have held hearings with Senate Resources, with the Land Division, Division of Lands, and have asked them to present us, prepare us with some follow-up data listing where all lands that might be available in the state that has both been approved or where a patent's been received or that which has been tentatively approved in an effort that we may call other and future hearings to hold or to hold out for land distribution as we in the legislature think it ought to be accomplished. Rather than working from two separate ends on two separate bills, it was felt that a vehicle was needed to ultimately address a free conference effort. Senate Bill 223 is the vehicle that has been selected. I would urge the passage of 223, and I believe that we will immediately see it returned to us as a free conference committee vehicle.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I'm pleased to hear Senator Sumner's remarks because, in the words of the good senator from Juneau, this is a real clinker. As when you look at the language in the bill, it becomes patently clear that there will be very few patents issued. The provisions of this are not going to meet the expectations of Alaskans with regard to the distribution of private land. They raise a host of problems, and I'm not going to run through them here. I am going to vote against the bill, but I'm pleased to hear that it is a vehicle for the resolution of the problems that we have with the distribution of private land. I don't think it's going to carry those out, and I would hope that whatever we do to finally resolve this problem, that the Senate will look very closely at it before final passage of the Free Conference Committee version.
Senator Sumner?
I wouldn't expect the Senate to do anything else. And if we all want to join with Senator Rohde and vote against this bill, there will be no land distribution this year.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, with courtesy and respect to the Resources Chairman, I don't think that's possible. If we defeat this bill, there'll be another one come by just the same.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 223, as amended, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
Mr. President, I'll take my vote.
Member Hearn can. The secretary will take the vote.
Yeas, 5 nays.
And so Senate Bill 223, as amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
President, I move an ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Bill 223, amended, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
House Bill Number 189, amended by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, entitled An Act Relating to Elevator Safety. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Hackney, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Sturgiluski, Ferguson, and Fahrenkamp. I have no amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and House Bill 189, amended, be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
House Bill Number 189, amended, an act relating to elevator safety.
Question.
Senator Ray.
Just one question, Mr. I would like to know on the page 1, line 20, it says established by regulation the fees for inspection. I wonder if it was discussed with the people from the department what they estimated the fees would be.
Didn't realize this had the senator from Juneau all charged up like that. The bill would authorize the Department of Labor to establish a schedule of fees for inspections performed by it in order to provide a source of program receipts to offset in part the department's costs of administering the elevator safety program. The exact amount of those fees was not mentioned, Mr. President. However, there are 540 elevators in the state of Alaska. Fees would not be excessive.
Question. The question is, shall House Bill 189, as amended, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
Yeas, 1 nay.
And so House Bill 189, amended, has passed the Senate.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 303, Finance. By the Finance Committee, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for Erosion Control Along the Delta River and Providing for an Effective Date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and a majority recommends it do pass and further attaches a letter of intent. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Dankworth and Bennett signed do pass. Senator Ray signed no recommendation. I have no amendments.
Senator Coletta?
President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for House Bill 303 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
No.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 303, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for erosion control along the Delta River and providing for an effective date.
Question has been called for. Senator Ferguson.
Senator Ferguson.
question has been called for. The question is, your committee substitute for House Bill 303 passed the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
The subcommittee substitute for House Bill 303 has passed the Senate. Senator
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 303 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 108 by the Finance Committee entitled An Act Relating to the Functions and Organization of the State Library Distribution and Data Access Center. This bill has been held in second reading with a motion pending to advance to third.
I see some corrections here in front of you. What are they?
We have the backwards.
We have.
Amendment.
Yes, we have an amendment.
We have an amendment. Okay. Mr. President, Senator Ray.
I would move in, we adopt the amendment.
Well, can we move back to second reading?
We are in second
reading.
We have
a motion.
The amendment sponsored by Ray and Hackney, whatever number that would be.
We have an amendment number one by Rohde.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would withdraw amendment number one. I spoke with the sponsors of the bill and those interested parties, and I think we can accomplish this in an additional way.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I believe the sequence of events on this measure is that Senator Rohde had withdrawn amendment number one, and I placed the advancement motion. I'll withdraw the advancement motion.
All right. Then Senator Ray's amendment is at this time before.
Yes, we have an amendment number two by Senators Ray and Hackney. I believe this has been distributed. Did you want me to?
Yes, sir. It's been distributed, and unless I haven't heard any controversy or nobody's approached me in the last two or three days. So I would ask unanimous consent for the adoption amendment. It cures the problem of private or confidential data being stored in a data center. I think that this adequately covers my problem, and I believe it's been discussed by the state librarian, and he is in full accord. In fact, it assists him because he didn't want to be the repository of all this information.
Amendment number two has been moved. Unanimous consent has been asked. Are there objections? Hearing none, amendment number two is adopted. Are there any further amendments?
No, they're not.
Senator Farrenkamp.
Mr. President, may we have a brief at
ease? Yes, sir. Senator, please come back to order. There are no further amendments.
There are no further amendments, Mr. President.
Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 108 amended Senate be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 108 amended Senate by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the functions and organization of the State Library Distribution and Data Access Center.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, should committee substitute for House Bill 108, amended by the Senate, pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
So committee substitute for House Bill 108 amended by the Senate has passed the Senate.
Senate concurrent resolution number 25 by Senator Stimson and directing the legislature to carry out a study of minority relations. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends the following. Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, and Senators Sumner, Bennett, and Ray sign do pass. Senators Dankworth and Hackney sign no recommendation. I have no amendments.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt SCR 25.
Question. Shall the Senate concur to Resolution 25 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Senator Ferguson? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Well, Senate concurrent resolution 25 has passed the Senate.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 15 by the Resources Committee relating to remote sensing mapping of Alaska. The Resources Committee considered this resolution and recommends it be replaced with Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 15 and recommends it do pass. And the report was signed by Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring Senators Meelan, Dankworth, Bennett, Fahrenkamp, Mulcahy, and Curtula. I have a Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Fahrenkamp?
Mr. President, I move the Senate Resources Committee substitute as unanimous
approval. Are there objections? None. The substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 15 relating to remote sensing mapping of Alaska. There are no amendments.
Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, I believe the next week on the bill.
Would you rather wait until we advance it the third reading? Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and the Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 15 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 15 relating to remote sensing mapping of Alaska.
Mr. President, personal request. I can't hear him. He's got his back to me. What if he'd get the microphone closer to him?
Senator Ferguson, please speak up. You have a deaf man so close to you.
This resolution deals with new technology we've had available for satellite, and I believe that it is a good deal.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, this bill will help us in evaluating our lands and the resources. And since the federal government controls as much of our lands as they do, they might as well spend $10 million. It will also help the fishing industry through the sea surface temperature maps. It'll help with the detecting where the spills are with oil. It'll help with mammal, sea mammal reconnaissance and all that kind of good stuff. So I hope we all vote for it.
Question resolution. The question has been called for. The question is, so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for H.J.R. 15 pass the Senate. Senators may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 15 has passed the Senate. Senator
Coletta. Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent for the approval of the consent citation calendar.
Are there any objections? Without objection, the citation calendar is adopted. That brings us to the bottom of our daily calendar and to unfinished business. Does any member have any unfinished business?
Mr. President, Senator Holman yesterday announced the basketball game that occurred last night. I'd like to give just a brief report. That was an excellent game. I mean, that was an exciting game. It kept you on your toes almost from the very start of the game when the Senate was down 14-28. The Senate played well. The Fairbanks delegation, the Anchorage delegation, and Southeastern delegation never double-dribble, never had a foul, was never called for traveling. Every one of them didn't get called except Pat Rohde. Out of that group, Pat Rohde's the only guy that fumbled, that went tromping up down the court, made a foul. As a matter of fact, he was the only one out of that delegation that played, though. And the Bush, George Holman, played less than a perfect game. Senator Ferguson went rolling up and down the aisle every time. He played a good game. In all fairness, it was an excellent game, and of the Senate, it would have been a delight to see that game rather than the Seahawks versus the legislature. It was an exciting game, and the Senate won by about 6 points, six votes. And I think Senator Holman is to be congratulated as one of the best coaches and the best players that we have in this Senate. It was an excellent game.
Thank you, Senator Sumner. The report was pleasing to hear that some of the young Turks and the other body just couldn't quite keep up. But even more important, it's nice to know that no senator double dribbled.
Mr. President?
Mr. President, privilege of the floor to comment on the same topic.
Well, it's unfinished business.
Oh, it is. yes, what Senator Sumner said was true, is correct. It was an exciting game. We had some reservations when we saw the referees, though. The House elected had one of their own members as a ref. And Wes Koiner was the neutral ref. With the deficit that occurred at the end of the first quarter, though, I had a conversation with both referees. Of course, you couldn't reach the House one, but the neutral one sure began finding our people to be letter perfect in their play.
Well, Mr. President, I didn't have an opportunity to see this. I was busy doing the work of the Senate. But I would like to find some way to commend these gentlemen, so maybe the resources chairman could write up a citation from the Senate applauding the Senate. You think that would be apropos?
I will do it.
Mr. President, a question to the good senator from Juneau. Is the Senate now holding evening sessions in the Red Dog?
Can you see the Red Dog from the Juneau Douglas Bridge? I don't
know. What was in that cake?
Is there any?
And how much did you guys eat?
Mr. Chairman, I know it should be let go, but I have one thing more. In the discussion of with Senator Dankworth early in the day, I wish to emphatically deny that Senator Dankworth was placed in the first basketball penalty box as a result of his activities in the last game.
There's no nod.
You need to try music. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Sackett.
Finance tomorrow, this afternoon at 1:30 to 3. Tomorrow from 10 to 12. Tomorrow from 1:30 to 3.
Senator Holman.
Budget note meets at noon. That's in about 5 minutes in the Senate Finance Chamber.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, the Senate Commerce Committee meets in the Bell's Room by Tuesday, April 10th, 3 o'clock. Senator, House Joint Resolution 27. Exclude Alaska from federal gun control legislation. House Bill 294 amended relating to mobile homes. SCR 6 directed the legislative council to study and hold hearings on availability of automobile insurance in the states. And SB 157 regulating motor vehicles. presentation of the Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, the Senate State Affairs will be meeting Monday afternoon at 3:30 in the county court. The bills will be considered to be announced later.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, for the benefit of those members that are traveling, the Election Review Committee, chaired by Lieutenant Governor Miller, will hold a hearing this evening in Anchorage at 7 p.m. at the courthouse building, and then tomorrow at 1 p.m. in Fairbanks at the Borough Chamber Assembly Building.
Senator Collette?
Yes, Mr. President, there will be a brief committee chairman's meeting upon adjournment. Shouldn't be more than 5 minutes. Mr. President, I move a national anthem to consent the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. Monday.
Senator adjourn.